Good morning, everybody. It is 11:02 a.m. on Monday, February 17th, 2025. I appreciate each of you being so nimble as we had to change our meeting date because all the commissioners are going to be taking care of continuing education requirements at the VG Young Schools, and so we weren't going to be able to have a quorum tomorrow. So thank you for being here. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with the Pledge of invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Willis, if you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time. Come before you asking that you give divine wisdom to each and every elected official to do the right things for the people of Jefferson County, number one. Number two, Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those servicemen and women that are away fighting for our democracy and make sure that we are safe at home. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pray for the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's anyone present who wishes to make comment about any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for inmate health care services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item B is to receive and file bids for invitations for bid for a term contract for gray limestone, commonly referred to as 610 base for Jefferson County. Item C is to receive and file bids for IFB for emulsion storage tank for Jefferson County. Item D is to consider and approve, and that's a slightly amended, we're not going to execute, receive, and file today. Or we're not going to receive and file. We're going to execute, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay. Statement of work with CDW Government LLC in Jefferson County for firewall implementation, the amount of $13,380. In accordance with the Texas DIRET-MISC contract agreement. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County for a second and final one-year renewal with DRC Emergency Services LLC from March 12, 2025 to March 11, 2026 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318-3327. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for inmate shoes for Jefferson County with Bob Barker Company for an additional 60 days to expire May 2nd, 2025. Item G is to execute, receive, and file a contract for request for proposals for lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout with Michael Hanna, Cade Broussard, Daryl Falk, and Chad Melanson. Item H is to receive and file amendment number 4 to a contract for lease of properties as a result of buyout for amended lease agreement with Richie Rogers. Do I have a motion on those items?
So
moved. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
No discussion. One question, though, on the lease. What do we use to come up with the amount for the lease?
There's no
set.
It's what they propose.
Okay. Thank you.
We put them out for bids, and whoever the high bidder is, but generally the main purpose of it is just to prevent us from
cutting
having
grass
to mow them.
Right.
And
okay.
They're usually someone who lives adjacent.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have a few items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for mosquito control for the cost of repairs to airport hangar ramp in the amount of $35,000. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 525-551 through 525-825. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for mosquito control for additional costs for insuring the new plane in the amount of $7,365. Do I have a motion on those items under County Auditor?
So moved.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Willis and Senegal. Discussion.
On that ramp, did something happen to that ramp?
No, it's just it's kicking up rocks, and so I was working with Commissioner Erickson and his superintendent, and this is the cost of the materials to repair it.
Okay.
Very good. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Visitor Center, we have one item to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee formally tabled fall 2024 hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendation for the Professional Football Capital of the World Museum Foundation, where they requested $14,000 and the recommendation of the committee was $2,000. So I'll need a motion for a recommendation, I guess, on this one. I saw a email that came through from Ms. Hughes about it. That's all the information I have. So I don't really have anything other than the recommendation of the committee.
Well, I kind of looked at this. I'll make the motion, but, if they asked for 14 and they gave them two, and it's for that World Football Capital of the World when Beaumont and surrounding areas was that in the NFL, I wonder why they came back so low.
I don't know. We can table it and wait for them to come talk to us. I think she was out.
She was out today.
Okay. Let me.
Her mother was in the hospital.
Right. Exactly. Let's table it and get them. Okay.
Right. We'll table that one. Under County Treasurer, Madam A is to receive and file the investment schedule for January 2025, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. I think under Sheriff's Department, we have one item. I've been requested to table that because the county attorney is still reviewing some red lines of the agreement. So, Sheriff, do you have any objection to tabling that till next week?
No.
Okay. We will table item A under Sheriff's Department. Under Human Resources, we have three items. Item A is to consider and possibly approve revisions to the Personnel Policies, Practices, and Procedures Manual for Section 5.2, New Employee Orientation Period. Item B is to consider and possibly approve revisions to Personnel Policies, Practices, and Procedures Manual for Section 8.1, Alcohol and Drug Testing Policies for Employees Subject to the Department of Transportation Regulation. Item C is consider and possibly approve revisions to the Personnel Policies and Practices and Procedures Manual for Section 13 under Retirement. I believe we're going to have a request to amend. Commissioner Alford, would you like to offer the motion with your amendment?
Yes, I would make the motion, but the amendment would come with the, instead of the 90 days, would come with 60 days.
For rehire?
Rehire.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second. I have a second. And yes, second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. I'd like Bernice to explain exactly what that means so all the employees and everyone, elected officials, would understand what that means.
Commissioner Senegal, you are specifically talking about the third one for
right.
Retirement?
Yes,
retirement and
yeah,
rehire.
We're making a change on the retirement policy to be eligible for someone who retires to be eligible for rehire after 60 days. And also, we are adding the definition of what TCDRS requires as a bona fide termination of employment, which means you cannot have any arrangements for coming back to work for Jefferson County while you're planning your retirement. That would not be considered a bona fide termination, and that could result in jeopardizing not only the employee's retirement plan but Jefferson County's plan as a whole. With our tax exempt status.
Right, and you said while, before or while?
While before, exactly. Before while. Or while. When you are planning for your retirement, you have to legitimately be planning to ride off into the sunset and retire. You cannot be making arrangements to come back because if TCDRS gets wind of that, then it could jeopardize our plan.
Right.
and cost us to get a federal audit and all that
good audit stuff. And yes, it could ruin the tax exempt status for the county.
And as I told Judge, one of my favorite movies, Bonafide.
Bonafide.
That's a key word in that. Oh, brother, where art thou? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Bernice.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye as amended.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, item A is considering possibly approving minor plat of Boyd Road Cobb addition and subdivision of 5.009 acres of land in the tracts 1 through 4 out of the HT and BRR Section 11. Abstract number 148, Jefferson County, Texas. This is a minor plat located off Boyd Road in precinct number 4. It is in the city of Beaumont ETJ. It's met all of Jefferson County and the city of Beaumont's platting requirements. Item B will be tabled until next week. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit 03U25 between Jefferson County and Energy. Well, I guess that one will be tabled along with.
We need to, no, not this one, okay.
That one's okay. First, there's no encroachment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Item C is to execute, receive, and file utility permit 03U25 between Jefferson County and Energy, Texas for the purpose of power transmission line along Blewett Road, located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Willis and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under County Commissioners, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the donation. I guess the acceptance of a donation of a 5-metal, 5-drawer lateral filing cabinet from local attorney Mark Lambert to the Jefferson County Purchasing Department in accordance with Section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that one?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
The public in general, be careful. We understand tomorrow is supposed to be a total washout, rain out, and cold weather coming in, so be careful.
Yes, and it's going to get into the 20s. On Thursday and Friday, and I specifically, it's going to be for a period of hours, but I specifically talked to Greg Bostwick this weekend. He told me that I did need to go ahead and cover my plants again. So
yeah.
So we're going to get all the furniture blankets out again. And while we're in here, I don't think Greg Keller's not here. But I was looking at that email relating to the generator parts back and back, Commissioner Willis.
Yep.
So I noticed that generator, if you would get in touch with him and give us a little bit of update report, that's a diesel generator. It's got 1,200 hours, which is basically not even broken in.
Brand new.
So I'm curious as to why. Of course, I guess we've had it since probably about 2010. It was after Hurricane Ike. In 2008, so it is probably around 15 years old. But we'll get a little bit more information about how often they expect, because as little as the starters have been used, that seems kind of strange. But it is in the salt air of Jefferson County. All right, anything from any other elected official? Thank you so very much for your time today. If there's nothing further, we are adjourned.